AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A 22-year-old former U.S. Marine has been killed in the fighting in Ukraine. Ed Donahue has more.
Willie Joseph Cancel worked as a volunteer firefighter in Walden, New York, a small community.
It impacts everyone, whether you knew them well or not.
George Brown is a firefighter who worked with Cancel.
A lot of kids at his age, they don't understand what they want to do in life, and he seemed to figure it out at a young age. And he followed that path.
Cancel was working for a military contracting company that sent him to Ukraine.
Dedication to community service and national defense is definitely something to look up to as a role model for anyone. Willie was no exception in following that path, and heartbreaks for his family.
Cancel's father says his son decided to go to Ukraine to defend innocent people. I'm Ed Donahue.
Cancel had recently worked as a corrections officer in Tennessee and previously served in the Marines from 2017 to 2021, joining right after graduating high school. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is training Ukrainians in Germany.
Right now, because they're in such an active fight, we don't want to belabor them with long, complicated training that also requires a high number of personnel, because they are in an active fight right now, and they too are suffering casualties on the battlefield, and we want to be respectful of that.
United Nations is trying to broker an evacuation of civilians from the ruins of Mariupol in southern Ukraine. The mayor says those hiding at a massive steel mill are running out of food, water, and medicine. Vadim Boychenko describes the situation as dire, adding it's not a matter of days, it's a matter of hours. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer has been suspended for two full seasons by Major League Baseball. Move less than 3 months after prosecutors decided against criminal charges against Bauer after it was alleged that he beat and sexually abused a woman last year. This is AP News. A real estate brokerage company settles a lawsuit alleging housing discrimination.
Fair housing advocates say under the agreement, Redfin will expand housing opportunities for consumers in communities of color in various major cities. The deal calls for Redfin to change its minimum housing price policy and pay $4 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the National Fair Housing Alliance and nine other fair housing organizations. Redfin says that it prefers to spend money on advancing fair housing rather than on litigation, and that the settlement is not an admission of liability. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former Idaho state representative has been convicted of raping a 19-year-old legislative intern after a dramatic trial in which the young woman fled the witness stand during testimony, saying, "I can't do this." 39-year-old Republican Aaron Von Ellinger had claimed the sex was consensual. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.